Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is DJ Palm. DJ is running for mayor of the city of Port Huron. Welcome, DJ.
Thank you, Jesse. How are you?
I am good. So what made you decide to run for mayor of Port Huron?
Oh, take your pick. There's a whole bunch. I think we get into this game because we don't want to. And something happens to us personally where, you know, we decide to make a change. And I kind of just was sick and tired of just having people on TV pretend that I'm so stupid while I'm watching them. And I talk to people halfway around the world, and the reason why I have the people that I do around me is because we can track what is real from the news and then what is perception. And I think that the media is basically just a war between Democrats and Republicans. I mean, it's just basically propaganda media now versus a couple years ago or a decade ago where everything was somewhat truth. You know, you couldn't have unnamed sources. You know, you had to have somebody be willing to go on the record and put their name. Otherwise, it didn't get printed. Now it's just rumors, hearsay, unnamed sources, health experts say, like, who are these people?
Yeah, my favorite is people familiar with the sources.
Right. Part of the reason why I did is because I think both Republican and Democrat or whatever media lies to us. If there's anything worse than politicians in this country.
Are you going to start ragging on the media right now?
Not you. You're a journalist, but reporters pretending to be journalists, I think, is what is the problem here, at least in the country. City-wise, not so much. I'm not so much worried about stuff in our city. I think our biggest challenge in the city is what the rest of the country's facing right now, economics. We've got businesses shutting down. We have people in Port Huron who are losing their jobs, and no mayor up and down the state, UP to LOP, is willing to step up to this governor other than the little guy like Carl Mankey in Owosso or the Shelley Luther having to step up to Greg Abbott in Texas. I'm just sick of the little guys having to fight for themselves, and there's no mayors, there's no state reps, there's thankfully, you know, Republicans up and down Congress and state. That Supreme Court 4-3 win was huge, but it just took too long. You know what I mean? I'm sick of nobody willing to stand up to this governor because now she's going on a fit. She's throwing a tirade because of 4-3, but I have saving grace and love for her because the reason why she's your governor is because of your former attorney general that she ran against. That's why.
So you kind of went in a little bit to my next question, which was what are those issues you feel are important that the city's facing? So you mentioned, you know, things that are affecting small business. Is there anything else that you really feel like is really important? And as mayor, you'd like to address that?
Well, I think what goes underscored is how much our community loves one another. Our police chief in Port Huron Police Department here, they are so ingrained into the community. And having talked with Cops and Coffee yesterday, I just think what goes underscored is, you know, how much we're all family around here. You know, in Port Huron, I have friends here that grew up without dads that are single dads now. And I'm so proud because I see my friends with their kids on a Sunday morning. And I remember so many Sunday mornings where my dad just overslept and, you know, bailed on me, left me there. So I just think there's such a proud display of communication between our police force and the community. And then on top of that, I just love how everybody loves one another around here in Port Huron. So I think we're a little bit more distracted on everything that's going outside of the country. And I see it starting to somewhat have an effect on us here. But I think we probably had the most peaceful protest in the country after what was such a sad display of I'll call it a murder of George Floyd. And it's just a sour note on what has been such a crappy start to 2020. I mean, we lost Kobe Bryant, and then that just seemed to tailspin. I think so many people are ready for this year to just be over. I just think it's so sad that our story of how much we all love one another around here. I mean, if George Floyd lived in Port Huron, he would still be alive today. I know that.
Yeah, trying to get back to that positive energy that I think I see in the community as well. I mean, I'm proud to live here, proud to live in this city, proud to be a part of this community as well. So I really like that you brought that up.
During those protests, as you see the rest of the country, you know, burning to the ground, I just love that nothing happened in Port Huron. And
we have some really great leaders.
Really great leaders, but we've got some really great kids, too, who, I mean, that was how you peaceful protest. Yes. Thank you. At least one can happen somewhere in the country, and thankfully it's in my hometown, Port Huron.
Well, DJ, what kind of skills and experience do you think you bring to the table for this position as mayor?
Well, I think my information flow. I talk to people halfway around the world that are, you know, retired military, between officers and non-commissioned officers. They are soldiers in Germany that stayed there, that had kids with German nationals. I talk to civilian contractors that are in Afghanistan right now. I mean, my information flow takes a while. But as far as Port Huron, we're a border town too. And I'm worried about our border just as much as I'm worried about our town and our country. This community has had problems with drugs since I was a kid. And we keep having problems with drugs. And just like the Fords keep losing on their football team, the Lions. They're the one common denominator in all the losing, the ownership. And I think the drugs in this community, and the one common denominator is our border, definitely.
And so do you have any other experience? You mentioned military, you have a military background.
Well, I know a little bit. I'm a huge nerd. It's kind of comforting to have people think you're smart. And then, you know, you yourself, it's like, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Am I really? You know, you always try to find somebody who's a little bit more knowledgeable than you. And, you know, they help you out in life. And when you need them and you're in a jam, you call them. And that's why I come back to Port Huron. I feel so safe here because there's so many of my friends that, you know, don't want to do anything to me. But out in Mount Pleasant, you know, Fake News University, CNNU, sorry for all of you alum, but this is a college that had a school shooting between, or one before and one after Parkland. And as a combat vet, you know, that's not good. How is it that all these rights with just little policies can go ahead and subskirt legislation like gun-free zones? I think it's just dumb. I think our culture is being taken away from us. Everybody wants to take away the guns, take away the free speech, and they've been kicking down doors and taking your property and dropping the charges, thanks to former attorney generals.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great support system, and there are a lot of things you're really passionate about. For more information about DJ and to hear more interviews with candidates running for office in this year's 2020 election, visit the 2020 election page at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.